is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking about the smart meter denial of consent notice that is available on our website, peopleforsafetechnologies.com. So I read the letter that we have in there that I plan on using myself, and now I'm going to read the notice, and that's in there as well, just so people understand the difference between what that lawyer did and what we're doing. That lawyer is within the system, and he is not going to pierce the corporate veil. They created it. They're not going to challenge it. That's where their bread and butter is. Okay, on our notice, we start off as a living flesh and blood woman or man, okay, who buys electricity from American Electric Power in Ohio, I declare the following. Right away, we have taken ourselves out of the legal character of the legal fiction person. In their world, we are the customer or the consumer. They never refer to us as the man or the woman. We are taking ourselves out of that box. Number one, I am aware that American Electric Power wishes to install smart meters on homes in Ohio and has been granted the approval of the Public Utilities Commission of Ohio, PUCO, to achieve that goal. AEP was chartered as a corporation to provide electricity for homes and businesses. Number two, I am aware that the Public Utility Commission of Ohio, PUCO, is a corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet and headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. I am aware, and then we list the commissioners that, and we have got four, I think, that we put down here, serve as unelected commissioners for PUCO. Then we have, in all caps, safety issue. Number three, I am aware that some electric corporations in the state of Ohio have discontinued electric service for men and or women who have not permitted smart meters to be attached to their homes or businesses. These corporations have endangered these people's health and safety by denying them access to the electricity the corporations were chartered to provide. Just a reminder to them. That's the only purpose they're there, is to provide electricity. Number four, I'm aware that the Federal Communications Commission, listed as a corporation on Dun & Bradstreet and headquartered in Washington, D.C., has stated on their website there are no national safety standards regarding radio frequency energy that smart meters emit. And you can check that out yourself. I checked it out three times. I checked it out again today. There are no national safety standards coming from the FCC. Well, the FCC is not a health organization, so that isn't the one that would put out the health caution, the health warnings anyway. Okay, number five, I am aware that the Ohio Public Utility Commission has provided no assurances as to the safety of smart meters. We put that right out there. They have not provided any assurances, and that's their job. Number six, I am aware that a national health organization, the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, issued a warning in January 2012 about the detrimental health effects of smart meters on men, women, and children. Number seven, I am aware that multiple scientific peer-reviewed papers have exposed the health and safety dangers of smart meters, and that this research is readily available in the Bioinitiative Report of 2012. Number eight, I am unaware of any Ohio statute, code, or regulation that specifically authorizes Ohio corporations to install equipment on houses, apartments, or offices that is unsafe and known to harm the living men and women occupying these spaces. If such a statute exists, please send me the name, number, and effective date. Now, there is no statute giving them permission to put equipment on the house that causes harm to living men and women inside. No such thing exists, and we know it, and they know it. I hereby deny any employee of AEP permission to place a smart meter or wireless analog meter on my house. AEP officers, and we list them, at L, we list the ones that we put in the letter, okay? Not all the officers, they've got tons of them. And at L, that means in others, cannot act outside their corporate charter and harm my health or the health of my family members without assuming the liability for their actions. Should AEP employees install a smart meter or wireless analog meter on my home without my consent, I will use all lawful and legal remedies to hold these officers personally and in their official capacity liable for any and all harm and or illness as defined in the Bioinitiative Report of 2012. This device causes me or any man, woman, boy, or girl living in my home. Note, this legal notice of non-consent can be used to protect AEP from any punitive statutory actions or penalties of the executive CEO of the United States, the Department of Energy, it's all caps, the Department of Defense, all caps, the FCC, or any other United States federal corporation, agency, or subdivision thereof. Then we put in there C-28 U.S. Code, Section 3002. Again, we're piercing the corporate veil. The Federal Register states their rules only apply to legal fiction persons. And then we added C-44 U.S.C., Chapter 15, Section 1501. Again, piercing the corporate veil. Name, a space for your name, your account number, your address, city, state, and signature. And above the signature, we're putting, without prejudice, UCC 1-308. We have two examples. One of them allows for two witnesses, and you have to give their, you have to have them sign and put in their address and date it. And the other one that we put together that's blank, that you fill in the blank, allows for a notary if you'd rather do that. Have it notarized. So that's what we're proposing, that people send a letter and a notice to their power company, again, piercing the corporate veil, taking out all of the nonsense. There are no assurances. The PUCO or your Public Utility Commission, go to their websites. You will find no assurances that these things are safe. They are in a position of no comment. That's a position they've chosen to take, just like you heard that happened in Maine. I looked at our power company's website, and you can look at your power company's website. Unlike what he said in that hearing where he said, we've told the power company to give the scientific information to their customers. Well, unlike that recommendation in Maine that came from their utility commission in my state, nobody told the power company to give the scientific information to their customers. I looked at their website up one side and down the other when it comes to safety and smart meters. Nothing. Nada. They are staying silent. So we have to break through this silence. And at least when the lawyers read this, and you can tell that our theory that if you send that CEO a smart meter notice of non-consent, that it will end up in the lap of that attorney or the company. You can guarantee it. These are written for those attorneys because we have surmised, and again, if you look at the response that he got back from the power company attorney, they believe the garbage, the nonsense that's being spewed by the power companies, by the federal corporation. Those attorneys believe that there is no damage. I am absolutely convinced of it. If they knew how much harm this was going to cause them and their families, they might very well act differently. They may very well step down. Again, if we don't educate the attorneys, if we don't put forth something that we can guarantee is going to end up in the hands of an attorney, we're not going to make any progress here, in my opinion. We've got to break through this corporate veil. We've got to expose the fact that we all understand that these are written not for living men and women. And if the attorneys still are dumb enough to think they are, well, I don't know what to say. But as long as they think they can fool the public and do this horrific, horrific thing, I believe they're going to continue to move forward. So when we finish this packet, and we're talking to people here in Central Ohio who are also very eagerly awaiting for a solution, because when we called the power company said, if you want to opt out, you're going to have to pay $300 a year to opt out. Well, that's ridiculous, because you have a contract for an analog meter. You do not have any contract unless you agree to them doing this and don't give a notice of non-consent. They don't have a contract with you which allows them to put a tracking device on your house and a device that emits radiation. They don't have that either. So this, in my opinion, is the best place to start. Now, when I was working with a group on this, they were eager to proceed, but they wanted some kind of a handout because they're aware that if everybody around you has a smart meter and you don't, you're still going to be impacted by this EMF, electromagnetic frequencies. This is going to go right past you, and it's going to be all over your backyard. And, you know, the best you can possibly do is to get people right around your house or in your neighborhood up to snuff on this and motivate them to do the same thing. So I looked at a lot of brochures, and I have been looking at these brochures for several years. So we decided to put together our own. What can I say? Things have changed over the years. It's on our website. I may put it in the packet because part of this strategy means that the more people you can get educated, the fewer people are going to be harmed, and the better our chances of slowing this insanity down. You know, I don't know what to say. Can we stop it? Boy, they've got a lot of money invested in it. But we have to try. That's always been my position. I don't know that we'll succeed. But there's no reason not to try. To give up is just simply not acceptable. So we put together a handout, and again, it's on peopleforsafetechnologies.com. If you look at the top, there's a tab that says Smart Meter Handout. And if you click on that, you will see the contents of the handout on that page. Everything that's in the handout is on that page. except the handout is an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper trifold. You fold it into three sections, and then you can print out however many you need and give them to people. Give them to your family. For goodness sakes, my family, they thought the smart meter issue was dead. I have to crank them up and educate them and give my daughters, I have to give them a copy of Take Back Your Power, and I have to give them this little handout and encourage them to opt out, encourage them to maybe try and not to have to pay the $300, try this notice method. They may be more inclined to be willing to pay the $25 a month. I haven't talked to them. A lot of people would rather pay the $25 a month than really step out of the box and expose the system, this commercial system that is corporate commercial system that is causing so much harm. So I'll be happy to take callers. And you would think I have the number memorized, but I don't. 1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443. Let me know if you have any comments about this strategy. This is a strategy that we're going to use, hubby and I. This is the one we're going to pick. I just think it's got the best chance of success. Again, because we're breaking through the corporate veil. We're making sure they are our non-consent is in the record. We're sending it to the individual, as this lawyer pointed out when he sent it. You send it right to the CEO of the corporation, which is exactly what he did. And that's exactly what we're doing. The difference is he didn't provide any information of why she was concerned. I mean, it still makes me mad what he said about her. She subscribes to the belief that, as proven to her by several writings, that's the argument. A belief that's proven to her by several writings. This guy wasn't really ever going to help her. He just wrote this letter to appease her. And she did tell me when I spoke with her that she wasn't happy with it, but that's what he was offering for $300. And it did not stop. It didn't solve her problem. She was still stuck. I don't believe necessarily that she died from the smart meter. She wasn't that well. But it certainly didn't help to have that thing stay on her house, and they refused to remove it. So she did not succeed. So, again, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to call in. If not, I thought maybe I would share with you what we decided to put on our handout, because there's a lot of information out there. I live in Ohio, and this is a very conservative community. American Electric Power has its home office right here. A lot of the people we know. I did a stint as a real estate agent, and I sold a house for the comptroller years ago for AEP. He wanted to sell his house and buy a new house, and I was the agent that helped him do that. I know people all over the place who work for AEP. My husband goes to the senior center. There are former AEP employees there too. So we have to be factual, not too radical. If you live in Central Ohio, if you get too far out of the box and you're beyond what they can cope with, they just don't hear you. We've seen that over and over. We've been here for 30 years. They just don't hear you. I mean, they are truly in the matrix, solidly. So we have to kind of temper what we have to say to hopefully reach some people about this threat to their health. So this is what we put in our handout. It's only front and back, 8.5 by 11. There's six columns. We divided it into three columns so it can be folded into a trifold handout. And we'll get into that when we get back, unless we have callers. Notice of non-consent.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
Okay, welcome back. We have some callers. We have Dr. Kelly from Northern California, I guess. Good evening.
Hey, it's good to talk to you again. Thank you so much for all of the work that you prepared in advance. You know, they do say that angels go to prepare the way, and this is a perfect example, a perfect example. And Thursday, I had two gentlemen from the water utility come out and remove three smart meters off of the water utility. And this is a perfect opportunity to do a public showing of Take Back Your Power.
Yes.
And see who's on board in your local area. And right. You also have the distinct advantage of having a healthcare provider in your family. And they can also, I would recommend using facsimile. It's cheaper, more secure, quicker, and it's the way to serve these lawful notices. And have, you know, it's really kind of another violation that you have to disclose your confidential information. But if you send this to the risk management department at the utility, with the doctor describing the sort of issues that you suffer from, You can get rid of those smart meters if they've been installed without your permission, consent, or knowledge. And I think it would be great to fax your city council, board of supervisors. I went to another board of supervisors meeting with nutrition and physical degeneration and radiation protection, and that's definitely the way to go. And then let your CEOs see that you are faxing the senator, your legislator in your local offices, and Washington, D.C. as well.
Okay. Now, thank you for calling Dr. Kelly and saying those nice things. I do not agree with you. I think that's the wrong approach for many reasons. One, you want a certified letter and a return receipt, the name of somebody who signed it. This is how they do it in legal land. A facsimile, doesn't work. You don't want to go to customer service. You want to go to the CEO, just as he did, of the corporation. We are taking them out from under the corporate veil. That is a whole different approach. We don't have to prove we've been harmed or injured. All we have to do is prove that we are not, quote, a customer. We are a living man or woman, and we will hold them personally liable because they don't have the authority to do this.
But it doesn't have anything
to do with city council. It's not coming from city council. In that state, in Pennsylvania, for instance, the governor signed something. Local city council isn't going to be able to do a thing. In fact, neither were your senator in Washington be able to do a thing. That is another waste of time. They don't work for you. They work for the federal corporation. The whole strategy we have here is to break open that corporate structure and expose it. It is not a legitimate government. It's a corporation doing business.
Yeah, now, and the Public Utilities Commission is actually appointed by your governor in your state.
That's right, and they don't work for you.
Yeah, that's right.
They work for the governor. In my state, there are three out of the five of them are lawyers. What do they know about utilities, right? Nothing. So they were ready for this. When I first looked at this in 2014-15, out of the five commissioners, I think four were lawyers, I realized that that governor put those lawyers in those positions for a reason. So yeah. We don't have to mess with them at all. We're going to go right to the power company. They have no obligation or duty to you. They have a duty to the governor.
Yeah, and it's possibly the gas or propane utility, possibly the water utility, not just the electric.
Right, and same thing can be used if any of the companies that are providing you any utility service, you just change the names and you keep going. This is how we hold them accountable for their actions. We cannot presume their elected people represent us because they don't. They all work for the corporation. Stay tuned. We'll be back shortly. We have some more callers, too.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
In our last little segment here. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Dr. Kelly? Is she gone?
The Santa Cruz County Public Health Officer did a report at the orders of the Santa Cruz Board of Supervisors, and that showed a lot of the hazards associated with smart meters. And the one bit of good news was that the Saskatchewan province did remove million or so of their smart meters. That was a news clip that I came across.
Okay, and that is good. I think we could see more of that. If these guys think they're liable, when they start to see there's a liability, because we're not accepting this presumption, we're going to hold them accountable. Then I think all of a sudden things change. People need to slip this in before the contract changes. It's harder once you accept the smart meter to say, oh, gosh, well, now I've changed my mind, because then your contract has changed. Understand they're all functioning by contract law, and you have a contract in place right now for an analog meter. Everybody needs to kind of grab their head around that. You have a contract in place right now, and you are saying, I don't agree to a change in the terms of contract, and I don't agree to permit any dangerous equipment on my house, and I don't care what the PUGO says.
Yeah, and it's actionable in the federal court under strict products liability. And well, you might be able to, in your FOIA requests, get copies of the white papers describing the functionality of the meters. If it's an iTron, or if it's a, I haven't gotten a hold of the Landis Gear paperwork yet, but that would be a good, you know, documentary evidence and your paper trail.
Okay, we've got, if you look back over the last 5 years, I don't know how long you've been at this. We've got bucket loads, and on our website, we listed these prominent websites. They are listed at the bottom of the handout, okay? Smart meter handout. These prominent people have been working at this for almost a decade. I mean, literally, there are all kinds of documents on any one of those websites if you need convinced. But all we need in our notice is two solid ones. Now, if you have another one that you think is more solid and you're writing your own notice, I'm not saying that this is the only way it can be done. You can change that to some other verifying document, because we put in there they are not making any assurances as to their safety. That's the game. The game is, and I read it to you, what did that lawyer say? There's no evidence. How did she put it? I mean, it was just right out of their garbage how they do it. They leave doubt. There's no evidence that it's going to cause harm. Well, that's because you're not looking for it, right? But we found it.
Yeah, and then there's Dr. Ollie Johansson's work through the Karolinska Institute.
Oh, yeah.
In Sweden, they actually wrote a letter to the California Public Utilities Commission, and there are so many good videos about the stupid fires and the dumb meters, and there is, there's just so many great doctors with video presentations, and that's a really great way to bring your community together, you know, maybe showing it at a church, or I did mine at the Liberty Center with the Tea Party back in 2015 and 16.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard to think that you have to go out and do that, but I talked to my realtor about it, and she said, I had no idea. She had no idea. She's not stupid. She's smart. She just somehow, you know, if you don't bring it up, they don't know.
That's right. And they're kind of liable as well, because it would be what's considered a known defect. And I'll go ahead and yield to your other callers, and thank you so much for your work.
Okay. You're so welcome. It doesn't, and I don't mean to criticize you, Dr. Kelly, but in their world, we have to keep going back. In their world, it doesn't matter if we consent. That's where the whole thing sits. If you consent, you can ask, oh, look at all this information. You can't do this to me. No. That isn't going to work. You have to give them a notice denying your consent formally, officially, to the CEO of the corporation. Exactly that one little lawyer, he got that part right. He sent it to the CEO of the corporation, a notice of non-consent. He just didn't respond after that. And I think she probably ran out of money. I would have been all over him. I mean, really. Okay, we have another caller, Chris from Las Vegas. Chris, are you there?
Good afternoon, Al, and thank you very, very much for your hard work, and Dr. Kelly's work, too, as a matter of fact. I was really pleased to follow her, I think, the second week in a row. You had speculated about the self-help earlier, and that in law there are what are called self-help remedies. I just became aware of this researching into doing replevin and disgorgement. Those are also self-help remedies in law. where you can act for yourself and present your own interest as opposed to having to have an attorney, although I think the lady that wrote the letter that was talking about that had had an attorney help her write it for her to exercise her wishes and thoughts and present her interests for
okay,
her.
Okay, wait, Chris, back up. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought that up, okay? I think he didn't do it. He was paid a fee, and he put this on his head, professional, you know, letter. Yeah. I mean, and he signed it with his name, Esquire. Why he put notice of self-help? The only thing I can think of, because I had the same understanding you did, is that he was trying to do this for her, take the fee, and get himself out from under the presumed problem that he was challenging the system. He didn't really want to challenge the system. And that's why he put notice of self-help, so that he wouldn't be held responsible for challenging the system. That's my opinion.
I think you're probably right. He was trying to ameliorate being held responsible for taking a position that's contrary to what the bar usually supports, and perhaps right. Seeking a sanction against him for doing so.
Exactly.
Playing it safe. They're pretty cagey guys, those attorneys, as a matter of fact.
They're scum.
But the other thing I would comment to your letter that you were speaking about earlier, they're not just unhealthy, they're in fact dangerous. These things are a hazard to life and property, an imminent danger to life and property, not to mention if you're hypersensitive to electronic emissions, radio frequency emissions, or other actions of that. The fact that they can be modulated up and down remotely and used to turn off your electricity if you should pass out and need medical help and can't get to the phone to pay your bill, they could turn it off. And if you're living in the desert back out here, you could be roasted to death before anybody come to check on you.
Well, not only that, they can affect how many people have pacemakers.
Oh, absolutely. That's a... In fact, they're not only dangerous to men and women, but they're man and other animals is what they're dangerous to, because they do cause harm to animals. I know of one lady named Mona up on Mount Charleston here in Las Vegas that they came out and ripped hers that she had purchased herself. That's a Fifth Amendment takings violation, not just compensation of private property that she got from Jerry Peterson, I think it was. And it was just horrific what they did to this poor woman. And she had a dog that had died from the smart meter radiation waves, and her mother had a pacemaker, and she had dangerous reactions and had to go to the hospital with her pacemaker acting up from the inducement of the radiographic energy transmitted to the smart meter. These are dangerous devices that are militant, or military, if you like that better. They are really a bane on people, and the only people they're smart for is the utility companies. It's dumb for anybody that volunteers to have one.
No, I do agree. And, you know, there's all kinds of great information. People go to my website, and I've got links to other websites, you know, that are pretty solid. They are dangerous. Now, we cannot, however, when we write these things, there is ways to do it in which you'll be immediately dismissed as a kook. And there are other ways to do it where you're going to lure them into investigating. And this is why when you listen to this notice of non-consent, it may sound a little mellow to you, but it's not really. We're there to bring them into this arena and show them where there's a liability, and show them the liability. We're not going to accept that they don't have any liability. We're going to give it right to them directly. They have nothing in their charter. Corporate charters, of course, don't recognize living men and women. That's what we're going to use as our ace in the hole. There's nothing in their corporate charter that authorizes or permits them to put anything on a building that is known to harm or injure living men and women, period. We don't
and
have
by
to. Go ahead.
By serving the CFO and the CEO of the corporation, the officers, the head officers, the yes. fiduciary responsible, you're putting them on personal and private as well as corporate responsibility, culpability, and liability for their actions. They go through cognitively dissonant or cognitively ignorant and refuse to honor your demands to be treated as a live, living human man or woman, as you observed correctly, instead of a corporate, fictitious, dead entity that doesn't make any difference what they do to you.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I'm glad you approve of this strategy because I see it as our best shot. I'm just telling you, if we don't break this matrix, break out of it and come back as living men and women, if we just sit back and agree to be these dead legal fictions, there's no end to how much harm or injury they can cause us. They're already doing it. This duplicitous system has to be exposed. None of their rules, from the federal level to the city level to the county level to the state level, people, none of their rules are written for living flesh and blood men and women. We really have to wrap our head around that and say, no, you know, I'm not a legal fiction. I'm alive. And I say no.
It's corporate terrorism and corporate yep. demonation. So thank you so much, Al, for letting me chime in. I'll let you get your next callers. And God bless you. Thank you for your due diligence. I know you read and study propitiously like I do. Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks for the nice words, Chris. It's always good to hear from you. Okay. I get a little impassioned, but I am sick and tired of going through life with this horrific legal system that doesn't acknowledge that I'm alive. My God, if I wasn't alive, I wouldn't pay for power, would I, folks? A dead legal fiction doesn't need a stove. A dead legal fiction doesn't need heat or water, does it? Okay, Roxanne from Texas. Roxanne, are you there?
Hi.
Well, until we, and a lot of people are, until we start discussing CERCO, S-E-R-C-O, they are the ones that run the commissions. They are the ones that run the government. They are the ones, and their henchmen here in the U.S. are the SEC, S-E-C, the Senior Executive Service. They're the ones that get to tell just under vice presidents and whatnot what to do. There's a mission.
Yeah, but we don't have a contract with them.
I know, but they run the FCC. They run the railroad commissions. They run it all, and it's all out of UK. And the more we expose it, that's why lots of people are resigning.
Okay,
lots of people are resigning.
Roxanne, why do you think that
would change?
Why will that change anything? Because if we're down here on the ground and they don't work for us, they have their own thing they're doing, but we're contracting specifically down here on the ground. And as long as we continue to contract, it doesn't matter who's above them. They've got our consent. It will never stop until we start denying our consent down here on the ground. They could come up with any kind of craziness, and they have. But we've been going along because we don't understand how the legal system works.
Well, and they've done it by fraud. And so we can contest that fraud and say, no, you are, by putting a smart meter on my home, raising my glucose fluctuation, you're causing my mother, my brother, my sister to have Alzheimer's. And you can prove it with their scientific papers.
Yeah, you might have a hard time.
You have to toss them out of here. We have to get these people, these English entities out of here.
We got our own corrupt entities. Right now I know someone who lives in Idaho and they have a co-op. Now I live in Central Ohio and one of the communities, it's a suburb. Has a co-op, and that co-op said no to smart meters. Okay? No, and they're not getting them. Their co-op said no. Nothing to do with the big boys. They had set up their own co-op. Well, I know a woman in Idaho who gets her power from a co-op, and they took the money, and they're trying to force smart meters down their throat. So it's an awful lot on the ground that we're consenting to.
You and I both worked in medical situations. You helped people breathe, and I took pictures to get people to this department or that department. I was X-ray, radio, CT, MRI, whatever. I did all of it. But the thing is these lawyers, these congressmen, all these people get sick, and they don't know why. And you gotta tell them, is that your daughter I took care of yesterday? And maybe it will hit home with some of these people. But we have, and it's a huge, I mean, this is going from 1802 for sure. We have to get rid of these outside entities. And, you know, we talked about this 20 times, is let's get rid of the lawyers, and that was Shakespeare. 1500.
Okay, we're running out of time, Roxanne.
Thank you.
Okay,
thanks. Have a great week.
Okay, I'm inviting everybody to stay tuned. I'm going to be saying goodnight now. I hope you have a chance to look at these websites and pass out that smart meter trifold, that handout, and see how many showings you can get together. But stay tuned and listen to our weekly imaging prayer. Take some time to think of the world that you know our children deserve and that we really want to see. And we'll be back next week.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Good. Just the volumes on
We'd like to end tonight's show
by
reaching up to a higher power. Whatever that might mean to you. To assist us in creating the future we all want.
Okay.
Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord. And image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer.
Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to the